look at one more passage. It's here in Galatians 6. Probably turn one page in your Bible and look at verse 16. Galatians chapter 6. Excuse me. Go back to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. Paul says in Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in, live in tune with the Holy Spirit. And that means if you're going to live in tune with the Holy Spirit, you have to feed yourself on things that agree with the Holy Spirit. The only way to live in agreement with the Holy Spirit is for you to know what the Holy Spirit wants you to do and then feed on those things. Now, the things that the Holy Spirit wants you to do are found in the Word of God. And the Apostle Paul lists a number of them in this same chapter, beginning with verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. There's no law that says you shouldn't be kind. There's no law that says you shouldn't be gentle or long-suffering. And those, verse 24, who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its sinful passions and its sinful desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Twice in these verses, the Apostle Paul refers to the flesh, our spiritual weakness. And literally, he's telling us that we have a choice in life, either to live in agreement with the Holy Spirit or to live in agreement with our flesh and our own desires. And when you live in agreement with your own flesh and your own sinful desires, you will give in to temptation. The way to avoid giving in to temptation, verse 16, walk in the Spirit. Verse 24, crucify the flesh with its passions and its lustful desires. Again, it comes back to what you feed grows. If you feed your flesh, then that is what will grow. And if you are constantly feeding your flesh by what you see and what you read and the people you hang around with and what you put into your mind, if you're constantly doing that, you will find it difficult, if not impossible, to resist temptation. But if you feed yourself on things of the Holy Spirit, then that is what will grow in your life. And while you will still be tempted, you will be able to withstand the temptation. So what can you do to resist temptation in your life? What can you do to defeat temptation? Let me just give you three simple things today. The first is recognize that there is a spiritual battle going on, and your mind is one of the primary battlefields. There is a spiritual battle that is taking place both in the unseen realm and in the seen realm. Now, we don't often think about the spiritual battle. In fact, you probably go through most of your days without even thinking about the fact that there is a spiritual battle going on in the universe, let alone going on in your life. But we need to recognize that there is a spiritual battle, and your mind is one of the primary battlefields. Satan wants to control what goes into your mind. God wants to control what you put into your mind. And the reality is that you get to make the decision. every day, you and I make dozens of decisions about what will go into our minds. And sometimes we feed our minds on things that will help us grow spiritually, things that will help us grow closer to God. And sometimes we starve our minds from spiritual things, from those things that will help us to grow spiritually. And sometimes we feed our minds things that will cause spiritual decay in our lives, that will cause us to give in to temptation. And that's the battle for your mind that is being waged every single day. And if you ignore this spiritual battle, if you treat it casually as if it's really not important, you probably will not feed your mind on things that it needs to grow. If your doctor was to tell you this week that you have a particular disease, and the only way to combat this disease is to eat a certain food, you would eat that 3 times a day. I keep hoping if my doctor ever tells me that the solution is ice cream, but it's probably not. If you knew that eating an apple a day would help you to live the next 30 years, you would eat an apple every single day of your life, but we don't do that in the spiritual realm. You cannot ignore the spiritual things that you're to put into your mind and expect to grow spiritually. Let me give you a second one. Guard your mind. Proverbs chapter 4, the Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. The NIV Bible translates it this way, above everything else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. The word keep, in some of your translations, keep your heart, means to watch over it, literally to guard it. That's why the NIV uses that word, guard your heart. The heart is the place in man where we make decisions, where we think. It's our rational facilities. The word heart in both the Old Testament and the New Testament mean that. So to change it and translate it as the word mind here gives us really what the writer is trying to say to us. Guard your mind. It's not so much guard your heart as in guard the things you love. It's guard your mind as in what you put into it. Everything in life, the NIV says, everything you do flows from it. Everything in life comes out of our thinking process. So whatever is in your mind is going to determine your decisions. It's going to determine your actions. You need to guard it. Do you remember the old computer cliche, garbage in, garbage out? It was true of computers, still is, I imagine, and it's true of your mind. You put garbage in, you get garbage out. You put the right things in, you get the right things out. If you put garbage into your mind, you will get garbage in your life. If you put godly things into your mind, you will get godly things in your life. You need to guard your mind as if it was the most treasured possession that you own. Because in terms of the health of your spiritual life, it is. You will never be able to combat temptation and grow spiritually if you neglect your mind. And then thirdly, be intentional about what you put into your mind. Be intentional. Have you ever noticed how unintentional we are about life? We just go through our day and let things happen. And things just happen to us because we're not intentional about life. Christians need to be intentional people. We need to be intentional about how we live. And we need to be intentional about what we put into our minds. The Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 4 what kind of things we're to put into our minds. Finally, brothers and sisters, here's the list. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. And I can guarantee you, you won't think about these things if you are not intentional. Good thoughts don't just pop into our minds unless we are intentional. Godly thoughts don't just pop into our minds unless we are intentional. Spiritual thoughts don't just pop into our minds unless we are intentional. The kind of thoughts that the Apostle Paul is talking about in Philippians chapter 4 are thoughts that are directed by the Word of God. And when you spend time in the Word of God, then your thoughts and your minds are molded by the Word of God, and you can think in a way that will defeat temptation in your life. The way to defeat temptation is to be intentional about what you feed your mind. Remember, what you feed grows. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5, the Apostle Paul wrote that we are to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Now, in the context of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul is talking about worldly philosophies and ideas and teachings and thoughts, but this is still very good advice for our minds. Bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You have to be intentional to do that. If you bring all of your thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ, in other words, if you bring all of your thoughts into line with God's thoughts, then when temptation comes knocking at your door, you'll be able to resist. You'll be able to say no. Listen, temptations are going to come into your life. I have said this, I think, just about every week during this series. This week, you will face a temptation. I'm tempted to ask for a raise of hands if there's anyone here today who did not face a temptation this past week. Every hand should go up. You will go out this week and you will face a temptation. And one of two things is going to happen. Either you will defeat it or it will defeat you. I can guarantee you, those are the only two options. There is no tertium quid. That means third option. There is no third option. Either that temptation will defeat you or you will defeat that temptation. Here is my challenge to you today. Be ready when temptation comes. Be ready when temptation comes. And remember, what you feed grows. Let's pray. Father, we confess to you that we face temptations and oftentimes we do give in. We are weak people. The fact of the matter is, that I love donuts and cake and pie and ice cream. And in my life, I love sinful things. I love to gossip. I love to get angry and let my self-righteousness come to the surface. I love to tell lies when it gets me out of a bind. I love immoral thoughts. And we confess to you that we would rather give in to temptation many times than to resist temptation. But we also confess to you, oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? And then in chapter 8 of Romans, Paul says, but thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us the victory. And so, Father, we ask you to give us the victory over temptation this week. We ask you to help us to be on guard, to be ready, to be alert, not to fall asleep spiritually, but to be ready, to guard our minds, to protect our hearts, that we might live for you this week, that we might grow in our lives this week closer and closer to you. Forgive us for where we failed you this past week. Forgive us for the sins that we committed when we gave in to temptation. And strengthen us, because the victory can only come through our Lord Jesus Christ. The power that you give us, the strength that you give us. Help us, Lord, in our hour of temptation. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.